The views, comments, and opinions of the following program do not necessarily reflect those of Morris Media Studios, MorrisMediaLive.com, or its affiliates. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Vibe of the Tribe, where energy meets wisdom, giving you something to think about. This is a community service where we discuss topics of shared interest for growth and healing that will position us to become the highest version of ourselves. We started in January, and unfortunately, we'll close in December. So please, please tune in next month for our last and final broadcast of the Vibe of the Tribe. But you have access to see all of the podcasts as many times as you like, and even sharing them by going to Vibe of the Tribe on Facebook and liking our page. Please like our page and please share the podcast. I promise there is something on each and every podcast that will enhance your life. Topic for today was This Is Us, inspired by the NBC comedy drama of a dysfunctional family's journey, and I planned to have my immediate family, the real tribe, on to encourage listeners to change our perception, how we see the dysfunction in our families for personal growth and healing. But unfortunately, that will be a show for another day. However, as we approach Thanksgiving with hopes of being with family and surrogates, change your mind about the negativity and bring with you and in you the freedom and liberty of love in its purest form to the Thanksgiving dinner. And it may prove to be the best Thanksgiving ever. We have 39 days, 936 hours, 56,160 minutes to 2020. Woo-hoo-hoo! Where will you be? What will you be doing? And who will you be doing it with? I'm your host, T-double-E, a.k.a. Church Girl, and your favorite nurse, live on Vibe of the Tribe. And the topic for today is 2020 vision. You like that? One quoted, vision. Vision is the art. Yeah, vision is an art form of seeing what's invisible to others. And speaking of invisible, shout out to my co-hosts in their absence, Eric Jones, AKA Elder Jones, our high valued man, Kimberly West Williams, my kindred, AKA Kimmy Fresh, and the youngin' Christian. I love you, I miss you, and I'm holding down the tribe. So, a vision isn't just a picture of what could be. It's an appeal to our better selves, a call to be something more. Preacher said, turn to your neighbor and say, it's an appeal to our better selves and a call to be something more. Man, let that sink. So, Don't expect people to understand your grind when God didn't give them your vision. Your vision is unique to you. It's like your fingerprint, unmatched, and nobody on the planet can do it like you do it. Embrace the confidence that your vision is exclusively yours. The term vision is commonly referenced with things like a vision statement. And listen, folks, everybody should have a vision statement. It is a projection into the future, determining your purpose, and describing what success looks like for you. It's an anchor of your strategic plan. So your vision statement is relevant to a stage or phase or dimension, if you will, that you envision for yourself. So my first vision statement, which was some years back, was to push past periods of pain in my life and press toward the plateau of my purpose. Yeah, that's pretty deep. To push past periods of pain in my life and press toward the plateau of my purpose. So at that period in my life, I was just trying to L-I-G, like let it go and get to the get down. You know what I mean? And then I evolved over the years. And my second vision statement was to walk in the wealth of my worth. So like for my value, my personal value, to be demonstrative and allow the highs and lows of my journey to serve to create a better me. So that's basically using every bit of my life, to make me better. I'm currently working on my latest personal vision statement as I have evolved. Stay tuned. Vision is also commonly referenced with vision boards. You know, they have these vision board parties and you start seeing advertisements that kind of illustrate a vision board. So like a vision board is a visualization tool for you to see of words and or pictures that represent your goals and dreams or how and where you see yourself next year. It helps you clarify. It helps you concentrate and maintain focus on what you want to be. Yeah. And what you want to see in your life. I'll say that again. Your vision board is a visualization tool of words and or pictures that represent your goals and dreams. So it's what you want and how and where you see yourself next year. It helps you clarify, concentrate, and maintain focus because you see it on what you want to be and see in your life. Now, I create a vision board every year around this time. It's an intentional artistic expression and projection of the life I want to see in the next 365 days. I include words of affirmation that jolt inspiration and motivation in me. I collage imagery that I foresee manifesting in my life. So I like vision boards. Vision boards are helpful. And that's a personal project. It's something that, you know, you have to get out of your comfort zone and do. You can get a collection of magazines. You can pull quotes and print out quotes. You can pick out big words that describe who you want to be, who you aspire to be, You can put challenging words in there that challenge you to be a better person and to grow. It can just be images of things that you want, places you want to go, things you hope to attain in life. It can be imagery of a beach. It can be a mountaintop. It can be family. It can be money, cars. It can be anything. But it's what you visualize yourself manifesting, like actually touching in the next 365 days. And I promise you, it is inspiring, especially to see it every day. It's kind of like a reminder that you got stuff to be working on. Okay. And vision without action, it's just a dream. So how does your vision manifest, become tangible, touchable, and real? How does that happen? You might need a pen and paper for this. Number one, visualize. To see your vision manifest, become tangible, touchable, and real, you have to visualize it. Number two, strategize. To see your vision manifest and become tangible, touchable, and real, you got to strategize. Number three, organize. To see your vision manifest, become tangible, touchable, and real, you got to organize. Number four, utilize. To see your vision manifest, become tangible, touchable, and real, you got to utilize. And number five, maximize. To see your vision manifest, become tangible and touchable and real, you gotta maximize. So get that thing in your head. It starts in the mind. Everything starts in the mind. Make a systematic plan for achieving it. Because if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. That's not just cliche, that's real life. Make a systematic plan for achieving it. Sometimes that takes the counsel of others. Sometimes that takes study. Sometimes that takes meditation. Sometimes that takes self-awareness. Sometimes that takes growth and maturity. But whatever you got to do, systematically plan achieving your vision. And then put it in order, step by step. Nothing happens overnight. Everything is a step by step process. And everything divine, like from the heavenlies, everything supernatural, everything extraordinary, requires order. You got to have some order in your life. And every single day, your to-do list should encompass pieces of your vision, right? So for example, a vision for a healthy lifestyle, right? Every year, everybody want to get fine. Every year, everybody want to be out of debt. Every year, everybody want to live their best life, right? So if that's our vision for a healthy lifestyle, that should include daily activity and exercise. Mm-hmm. Diet modification, because you are what you eat. This is your favorite nurse talking. Diet modification, drinking lots of water, quiet time. We live in a world that is full of distractions. I promise you, social media, world news, who you hang around, what you listen to. It's so many distractions that you need to quiet yourself. Like, that's the only time you really get to hear your innermost thoughts, inspiration, motivation, hear from God. Like, that's the only time you're going to get that is when you quiet yourself. And then quality sleep. Like, how many of us really get good sleep? How many of y'all really sleep like 7 to 8 hours a day? Like, that's one of the things that I struggle most with. Like, I can't quiet my thoughts and ideas. I can't quiet the things going on in my personal life, the things going on in my family's life, the things going on in my professional life, the things I want to see in my romantic life. Like, you can't shut that off. Sometimes you take those things to bed and you really can't rest because you will not get that quality sleep and REM sleep that you need. And over time, that stuff affects you. It makes you less effective, for lack of better words. And it interrupts your creative process. Another thing is balance. Like, you got to know how to juggle this stuff. It's always going to be something that will disrupt and interrupt your life, but you got to find a way to balance those things. You got to know how to say no to some things. You got to say yes to the things that are most important to you, but you want to create a balance, right? So you want to do a little bit of everything that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. So you busy doing stuff. You ain't got no time for the okie doke. You really don't. Another example, a vision of debt freedom. Everybody want to be debt free. I know I do. I know the country does want to be debt free. So you got to simplify your life by creating a strict budget. And people don't like the B word, but we got to create a strict budget that becomes your way of life, like saving and investing a lot and living off a little. That's what we don't know how to do, especially Americans. We don't know how to live off a little. And to be perfectly honest, 33% of the country, the country owns a pair of shoes. Like, I mean, of the world, not the country, of the world. 33% of the world only owns a pair of shoes. In other places, they don't even have shoes on their feet. They can't even worship freely. They can't even go where they want to go and do what they want to do. But we have that liberty, and we don't know how to live off a little. Like, some people live off less than a dollar a day. And if I could do that, I would be wealthy right now. So we got to strategize daily to watch the debt decrease versus increasing. That's a process that requires a consistent daily effort. No shopping, bringing your lunch to work, washing your own car, doing your own hair, enjoying free entertainment and whatnot. You know, like, you got to learn how to go to the park. You got to learn how to go to the beach and bring something out the fridge. You got to learn how to go to the library, read books. Nobody reads books anymore. You got to learn how to create free entertainment. When we were growing up, our parents could get a deck of cards and whatever's in the refrigerator and entertain and actually have a full-on party with what they got. And when you start talking about a vision of debt freedom, you have to entertain those things and even consider making those kind of adjustments in your own life. And be resourceful. So we're talking about the vision again. Be resourceful. So you don't only take what you have in front of you, but you reach for things that will enhance the vision or make the vision more effective or to make the vision of benefit to others. So you put the vision in use in an effective way, and the best way to utilize your vision is to make someone else's life better. Each one, teach one. Now, increase your vision to the greatest possible dimension. Like, to the fullest. Your vision on swole. So big, it blesses anyone in its path. That's what you want for your vision. Your vision is like yeast. It expands and gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, listen, metaphorically speaking, when your vision is 2020, there will always be something or someone blocking or barriers, so to speak. Barriers. Some of y'all call them haters. So when we talk about barriers to vision Anything that would block your vision would maybe cause you to have a blurred vision. And a blurred vision is clouded, shaded, without clarity, uncertain, unsure. Usually when a person's vision is blurred, they may reach for things and people outside their vision because they're not clear on where to go. You know, it's cloudy. I see it, but I don't see it. It's there, but I don't know exactly what it is. I don't know if I should go that way or if I should go this way because it's kind of blurry in there. And an obscured vision will conceal essential details, like things you need to include. It'll increase the risk for accidents and mistakes and even detour you. A blurred vision will make you go in a different direction than where you should be going. So that's no bueno. No bueno. So seek God for clarity about your vision. It's spiritual. Double vision. That's like mirrored imagery. So you got the vision in two forms that look exactly alike. The double vision, though, double vision is deceptive. Double vision is deceptive. It makes you think there's more than one, more than one source, more than one opportunity, more than one plan. And this can be true in many cases. But don't trust a double vision. It'll make you reach for more than one source, when the truth is, there's only one. That went over all y'all head. Moving on. Clear vision. With clear vision, you can see right in front of you. The details, the highlights, the height, the depth. Every dimension is visible. You can reach out and actually touch it. The thing about clear vision, get this. The thing about clear vision is it takes away every excuse. Like if you know for sure what you should be doing, when you should be doing, when you should be doing it, who you should be doing it for, and how it will enhance the lives of others as well as yourself, like what's your excuse? What's holding you back, right? So a clear vision takes away any and all excuses. And I quote, make your vision so clear that fears become irrelevant. Now, fear is one of the main barriers and distractions of your vision. You ever get a vision in your head and plot it out, line it up dot to dot, and envision the magnitude of its success and the buts invade? What are the buts? I'm glad you asked. The buts are, but what if they don't like it? But what if nobody buys it? But what if I don't have any support? But what if I fail? But what if I don't have what it takes? But what if I don't get the money on time? But what if I look like a fool? But what if I'm exposed? But what if people come after me? But what if it doesn't help anybody? But what if it doesn't get off the ground? Man, have you had those buts in your life? I can attest to every but I named. But don't allow the buts to keep your butt down. Level up. The criteria for a 2020 vision exam or for a vision exam to test your 2020 vision is you have to identify it. Number one. Number two, be clear. The vision is specific. Number three, with room to expand. The vision is measurable until it becomes immeasurable. Because you know, a good vision, a God vision, will expand beyond the Bible says his ways and his thoughts are as high above us as the heavens are above the earth. So your vision, what you see for yourself, His is so much further. And only God has the power to make your vision extraordinary and supernatural and stand out. That's the source of it. And number five, the vision is nothing. It's nothing if it doesn't improve the lives of others, straight up. If your vision doesn't help somebody other than you, it's not a vision at all. Now, when you take the vision test, you go to the doctor, you should be going once a year. This is your favorite nurse talking again. You should get your routine vision exams annually because your vision can change annually. You need to update your prescription every year. If you don't have the benefits to do it every year, it should at least be every other year. But at any rate, you go get your vision exam and they put a board or a screen in front of you with letters on it. It's rows of letters. Start big, they get small to the bottom. Then they ask you to cover one eye. Because even though you can't see both sources of it through both sources of vision, the vision should be no less clear if you have 20/20 vision. So despite your distractions, despite the blockers, if you have 20/20 vision, you should still be able to see clear with one eye blocked, right? Unless it's blurred or doubled. Now you got to reevaluate your vision. So you ain't gonna see it all at the same time, but you know what's in front of you. You know what's in front of you, and you're not distracted by what's around it. The best part of a visual exam is actually saying what you see. This is gonna go over your head too. So you gotta name the vision. You gotta declare the vision. And those evaluating you and sizing you up, they know T got 20/20 vision, yo. So let's recap. In order to see your 20/20 vision, which is a play on words, you must visualize it. That's identify it. You must strategize a plan. That's planning. Strategize is planning. Organize is order. Utilize is be resourceful. And maximize, that's allowing your vision to expand until it improves the lives of others. If your vision is going nowhere but in your collection, if you don't visualize, if you don't strategize, if you don't organize, if you don't utilize and maximize, your vision is going nowhere but in a collection of good dreams, ladies and gentlemen. My prayer is that God will help you visualize, that God will help you strategize, that God will help you organize, that God would help you utilize, and that God would help you maximize the vision that is unique to you, that nobody on the planet can execute like you, that is crafted and ordered to enhance the lives of us all. Woo! Now, our book of the month is Instinct by T.D. Jakes. I didn't bring the book with me, and I'm so sorry about that, but Google it and make that. If you don't read, I believe they have all of his books on audible.com. But listen to it and be inspired by it. So this podcast, it's normally an hour because you're hearing from different people, different perspectives, and a community effort of us all to share thoughts and ideas. But today I'm solo bolo. It's just me. And I just think that it's not necessary to go on for an entire hour talking by myself. So that concludes our podcast for today. What is your 2020 vision? Like, where do you see yourself next year, this time? Get your vision statement in order. Get your vision board going. And we'll see you next year on Vibe of the Tribe. Woo!